Welcome, welcome, family. Today's episode is going to be a good one. We're going to talk about agile mindset, values, and principles. Again, agile mindset, values, and the principles. You know, one thing I love about the agile mindset is the ability to be nimble. Okay, you don't like that. One thing I love about the agile mindset is the adaptability, the ability to be willing to make a change, even though you're kind of unsure. So in today's episode, we're going to tackle the mindset, because a lot of people be like, oh, I'm doing agile, but what does that mean? Because agile is not a framework, is not a methodology. A framework is Scrum. A framework would be, I don't know, Kanban. Agile is a mindset. And then we're going to touch on the values, and then we're going to go to the principles. So family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Let's get to work. I thought we were going to get to work. So mindset. An agile mindset is a way of thinking that prioritizes flexibility, collaboration, continuous learning, and focusing on delivering value. Family, the biggest things I want you to get out of having an agile mindset is the ability to deliver on, to have the ability to focus on delivering value. Another one, and you guys know if you've been paying attention to me for a while, I'm big on collaboration. And again, continuous learning, which you're actually doing here now. And then having the ability to prioritize and be flexible. All right, let's get into the mindset. So I put together, I think I got 7 or 8 mindset thoughts that we can touch on, and then we'll move on to the other pieces. So embracing change and uncertainty. See, the team sees change as a positive force that can improve the product rather than sticking to a rigidly original plan. They're prepared to adjust priorities and adapt to evolving needs or market shifts. So family, with the gist of this is having the ability to make a change if it makes sense based off of, in a good example, they're saying market shifts, or maybe it's a customer needs. Here's a good example. So a software company starts developing a new product and an initial features. Halfway through, they notice the market is trending towards a new functionality. Instead of resisting the change, the team revises their roadmap, prioritizing new features to stay relevant. This adaption allows them to deliver a product that meets current demands, strengthening their market position. So basically, family, what I'm saying there is that when you are, for this example, for software, they identified as they were building this software out that there's new features that are going to be required. So they were able to prioritize that. A lot of times in predictive, which we leverage a lot in project management, and as well, I should say, as agile now, but more of predictive is more of a waterfall approach. So there's a step by step and is a detailed planning. This is talking about how do you embrace the embracing change and uncertainty. Normally when as a project manager, if you need to make a change, you got to go through the change board. You got to get sign off. Then you have to update your triple constraints and et cetera, et cetera. But here we're saying, and we're referencing the agile mindset, we're saying we embrace change and uncertainty. Matter of fact, we look forward to it. Number 2, customer-centric focus. I love this. Have you ever ate at, I want to share a story with you. I don't know. I remember I went to this restaurant, and it was a pizza place. So I guess a pizza place. I was excited because it was my favorite at that time, pizza place. And the reason why I love this pizza place, because it was so customer centric focus. It made sure that I was the priority. It made sure that the right items came out that I ordered. And if the right items didn't come out that was not accurate, they ensured that that I got what I needed. And plus they took something off the bill or just and gave me the thing that they messed up on free. And what I noticed over time, that customer-centric focus started slowly slipping away. And I was shocked, because this was one of the main reasons why I'm here. If you ever think about it, family, if you go out to eat somewhere, the main reason, and I'm speaking to those that can cook, that even if you can't cook, you can warm up stuff. But If you, the reason why you go out is for the experience. Number one, the experience with friends and family or colleagues. And number two, the customer experience, for you to have a good experience at that establishment. So in Agile, it prioritizes the understanding and deliver what the customer truly needs. Like I talked about, when I go to a pizza, when I was going to my favorite, ex-favorite pizza place, they understood what I really wanted as the customer. And so through frequent customer feedback and focus on user stories, short description or customer, basically they're just short descriptions of the customer requirement, the team make decision on real value to the customer. That is key, ensuring that the product meets their expectation. I kind of gave you an example of this, but I'll give you an example, a further example from more of a e-commerce place. So team developing an e-commerce platform, they're seeking continuous feedback from by releasing small incremental updates. They analyze the customer response and find user struggles with the checkout process. In response, the team simplifies the design, resulting in faster transactions and increased satisfaction. This customer-centric approach keeps the product aligned with the user needs. That is huge. This is why, again, the mindset, family, the agile mindset. Number three, continuous improvement or Kaizen. Agile promotes a culture of reflection and constant improvement. Team regularly assess what went well and where they can improve at, enabling them to refine their process, adjust challenges, and adapt better ways of working with each iteration. In a waterfall approach, family, we would normally, we should be doing it through the entire project, but let's be honest, especially if you're a new project manager, you probably want to listen to this piece. When you make the when you're in a predictive, meaning a waterfall, you should be doing it through the entire project so you don't have to wait to the end to capture everything. That would make you more efficient and more effective to know kind of what the problems, well, I shouldn't say kind of what the problems were. But majority of the time, we wait to the end. We have this big lessons learned meeting, and it just, it's like we miss things that would have been extremely valuable to us. But since we were in the move in the moment, we didn't document it. And because we didn't document it, we missed out. Here, in leveraging a agile mindset, we're constantly looking ways to improve. How can we get better? Where did we make a mistake on that last sprint that we ran? What could we have done? So it's always constantly looking. So here's an example. After each sprint, the team holds a retrospective. So a retrospective is similar to a lessons learned. The difference is after the sprint is done. So as if you're not aware, and I'm going to do a training on this as well, but a sprint normally is a time, well, not normally, it is a time box effort or event. So meaning that it would be, the normal sprint range is anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks in a sprint. So after that sprint is done, the team goes and have a retrospective to discuss any successes or areas for improvement. They notice communication is causing the delay, so they implement a new project tool to streamline the collaboration. This cycle of a continuous improvement helps the team work more efficiently in future sprints. All right, let's move on to point number four. Collaboration, my favorite, and empowerment, another one of my favorites. See, Agile encourages strong teamwork and cross-functional collaboration with each team member and empowered to contribute ideas and make decisions on their area of expertise. This builds trust, fosters creativity, and enables faster problem solving. Family, I don't care what you're doing. If you have people that take a more collaborative approach to solving problems, you have a better chance, let me say that, of solving the problem faster, because someone could be looking at it at one angle, someone else could be looking at it at a different angle, and then you could find a way to meet in the middle, but you have all of these opportunities to experiment to see what will work well to solve this problem. Here's an example. Each member feels empowered to make decisions within their areas, such as, and this is just a high-level example, design or refining of the user interface or UI based on user feedback. This collaborative and empowering environment leads to quicker problem solving, quicker problem resolutions, and more innovative products. This is why a lot of people that when you are leading a predictive project versus let's say we're leveraging a framework of Scrum, they love leveraging the Scrum framework because, again, we're working together to solve versus saying, all right, project team member, this is your problem. You go and solve it. So I've taken this actual aspect of collaboration and empowerment. And when I'm leading projects, I always look, hey, I see you have a problem over here, John. How about we do this? How about we come together and collectively solve it? Because if you're facing it, somebody else on the team may be having the same issues. Number five, still in the mindset, focus on value over task completion. I love that. You know, in project management, when we're leaving a predictive project, we're giving percent complete. Like, yeah, this is how much we've gotten completed. But in the framework of Scrum or even Kanban, you'll notice Agile is delivering value is more important than simply completing tasks. The team prioritizes features based on their impact on the user or business, focusing on work that directly contributes to the customer satisfaction and business goals. Here's a good example, family. During sprint planning, the team identifies crucial features that will improve the user experience. They prioritize this feature, even if it means delaying others, less impactful tasks. By focusing on high value work, the team ensures they're constantly delivering meaningful improvement to the users. Number six, adaptability and flexibility. I don't know if you can see that over there, but I love how that is. Having the ability to be adaptable as well as flexible. See, the team is resilient and adaptable, ready to pivot as needed. They don't cling to rigid plans, but instead remain open to adjustments. Let me park here parenthetically, family. In a predictive approach, and I keep going back and forth between predictive and adaptability, adaptable is because of the facts. I want to make sure you understand the distinct differences. In a predictive approach, when something happens, majority of the time, we're going to focus on the problem instead of focusing on the solution. You know, I always talk about that, right? I always talk about the importance of focusing on the solution or putting more emphasis on the solution than putting more emphasis on the problem. And this is one thing I love about when you are doing Scrum or Kanban, and there's XP, there's a lot of them out there. But the point of it all is that we don't stick. If we find an issue, we find something is not working, we're willing and ready to pivot to show our flexibility and be resilient. All right, going back to it, and allowing them to respond quickly to change requirements on new insight. Here's an example. Halfway through a sprint, the team receives feedback that the feature isn't as valuable as they anticipated. Oh, man. Instead of continuing with that original plan, they quickly pivot to develop a feature that is better addresses customer needs. This flexibility allows them to deliver a more relevant and useful product. Point number seven. Experimentation and learning. We're going to have something to do with learning here. Agile encourages team to experiment, try new ideas, and learn from outcomes. This mindset fosters innovation and continuous improvement where teams aren't afraid to take calculated, that's the key word, calculated, here's the other piece, risk, and learn from both successes and setbacks. How many times have we got, when we were leading a project, that we got an opportunity to take calculated risk and learn from both the successes and setbacks? I'll wait. Okay, I'm back to you. Here's an example. To improve the user engagement, the team tests two dashboards designed by running an A and B test. They release both versions to different user segments and analyze the results, discovering which design is more effective. This experimental approach enables the team to make data-driven decisions that enhance user experience. You gotta love experimentation and learning. Number eight of the last and final one for mindset, then we'll get into the nitty-gritty. Transparency and openness. Now, the value of transparency and communication, I don't care if it's in personal life or professional, it really helps when it comes to making decisions. When you have the ability to be transparent and say, hey, this is what the progress is going on. These are the setbacks that we're experiencing. This is how we're going to address those setbacks. This truly does build trust. This aligns everyone with the expectations. And as you guys know, I always talk about when expectations are not revisited or we don't have a clear understanding what the expectations are, a lot of times what ends up happening is frustration is drawn from that. When frustration is drawn, then people start shutting down, stop paying attention. But we're trying to create a supportive environment for problem solving. Here's a good example. During sprint reviews, the team openly shares updates, challenges, and our needy improvement with stakeholders by maintaining transparency. They build trust, foster collaboration, and enable stakeholders to offer insights or resources that help them overcome obstacles. All right, family, now we're going to touch on the Agile values. There are four values, and we're going to go over them. So the value prioritizes people, adaptability, responsiveness, over rigid process, and excessive documentation, ensuring teams remain focused on delivering value. Let me say this as well. A lot of times people feel like if I'm leveraging a framework of Scrum, I keep going back to it. I guess if you can't tell, that's one of my favorite frameworks under the Agile mindset. But in Scrum, it's like, there's no documentation. That is not true. There's not excessive documentation, but there's documentation definitely in place. So we're going to go over this, and hopefully this will work for you to understand. Family, and let me say that if you made it this far, I didn't say it at the beginning, but if you're going after your PMP or your CAPM, some of this stuff is going to be on there. So you might want to just tune in to get these. Here we go. Number one, individuals and interactions over processes and tools. Listen, Agile values collaboration, communication, and teamwork over relying on strict processes and tools. While tools are helpful, I always talk about it here, they shouldn't replace direct communication. Here's a good example. In a software project, a software development project, rather than using emails or complex project management tools to communicate all the time, the team holds daily stand-up meetings where they discuss progress, address blockers. And when I say address blockers, meaning they bring them up. They don't address them in that actual meeting. They just bring them up, make quick decisions collaboratively, and then direct interactions, fostering a deep understanding and quicker responses to issues. Number two, working software over comprehensive documentation. I hope you kind of get when I say over, that means we're going to focus on getting working software before we're going to focus on getting comprehensive documentation. We're going to focus on individuals and interactions before we focus on process and tools. Okay. Agile emphasizes delivering functional, valuable products rather than focusing heavily on documentation that might become outdated or irrelevant. How many times have you been leading a project and you're putting together this massive documentation and everything, and then you find out when you get near to the end of the project, a lot of that information changed because of it may have been some new regulations that have come out, or there have been some new changes in the organization. So here is talking about, hey, we're not going to focus on heavily document. We're going to work on getting the software working. Documentation is still important, but only what's essential to keep things moving forward effectively. Here's an example. Instead of spending months detailing every aspect of the product specification, a team focuses on developing a working prototype, or a MVP, minimal viable product. Once completed, the prototype is shown to stakeholders who provide feedback, enabling the team to make adjustments quickly. Minimal documentation is created just to capture core elements and functionalities. All right, let's go to value number three, customer collaboration over, you like how I'm doing that, contract negotiation. Agile encourages ongoing collaborations with customers or stakeholders rather than sticking to rigidly to initial requirements or contracts. Continuous engagement ensures the product aligns with the evolving needs of the customer. I love that. I don't know about you, but we've all been customers. You may be a customer now, you don't know it, but we've all been customers. And when they say the customer is always right, sometimes I can agree with them. But I do agree with you should be aligning with your customer. If your customer saying, hey, we really like the burgers versus the fish, then I think we probably should be serving burgers because this is what our customer base likes. Here's an example. Project begins with a set of requirements, but during development, the customer realized they need additional features or adjustments. Uh-oh, what are we going to do? Okay, rather than citing the original agreement and, of course, refusing to make the changes, the Agile team works with the customer to assess the new requirements, prioritize them, and adapt the project. The iterative process keeps the product relevant to the customer needs. Number four of values, responding to change over following a plan. I love that. Agile embraces flexibility, adaptation, accepting that change is often necessary to deliver the best outcome. Plans serve as guidelines, but agile teams stay open to modifying them based on feedback or new circumstances. A team, here's a good example, building an e-commerce platform and has detailed project timelines midway. Remember, I talked about new regulations affect the online payment process. Rather than ignoring these changes, the team adjusts their roadmap to prioritize compliance with new regulations, ensuring the product stays viable. Well, family, we are going to our next and final one, which I love, the Agile Manifesto. These principles focus on flexibility, collaboration, and delivering value to customers. There's 12, and you know we're going to go through all 12 of them because it wouldn't be, if we didn't do it, it wouldn't be exceptional, I guess. All right, let's get to work. Number one, our highest, and I do mean our highest priority, is to satisfy the customer through early and continuous delivery of valuable software. Listen, this is what I love about Agile. They prioritize delivering value quickly and continually rather than waiting, like in a predictive approach or a waterfall, a full release at the end. Here's a good example. A development team releases a minimal viable product. Remember, I talked about minimal viable product, MVP, that's what we call it, within weeks, then iterates based on user feedback, gradually adding features in subsequent releases. Number two, welcoming changing requirements, even late in the development, agile processes harnesses change for customer competitive advantage. Here's the explanation. Agile embraces change to ensure product remains relevant. Here's a good example. Partway through a development, a client requests a new feature. Instead of sticking to the initial plan, the team adjusts their sprint to incorporate this request, enhancing the product's market competitiveness. Number three of the principles. Delivering working software frequently from a couple of weeks to a couple of months with preferences of shorter timescales. Listen, regular releases enable feedback and quick adjustments. Here's a good example. App development team releases updates every 2 weeks, what we'll call it more of a time box. Anytime you see something like that, that's a time box approach, allowing users to test new features early and provide feedback for future improvements. Let's go to number four. Principle number four, business people and developers must work together daily. I'm getting excited. Daily throughout the project. Close collaboration between stakeholders ensure alignment and reduce misunderstanding. I don't know about you, family, but when I'm leading a project, a lot of times we'll get the requirements as I'm collecting the requirements, of course. And what I don't realize, there may have been a change, there may have been a miscommunication. So in taking a scrum, I'm using a scrum framework, and you have the ability to work closely with your business partner and understand, hey, is this what you were saying you wanted or no, it wasn't. So we can course correct quickly. Here's an example. Daily stand-ups to discuss project goals, clarifying requirements to identify any roadblocks together. Also sprint reviews, also called demos, to engage with the stakeholder for feedback. So basically sprint reviews, families, is we built out this first increment of the product. We're showing it to the customer. We're trying to get feedback. We're not trying. We're asking for feedback. What you like? What don't you like? What are you looking for? What needs to be done? And then we course correct and we keep doing this. We never have to release something if it's not ready to be released. Just keep that in mind. Number five of the principles, build projects around who I am motivated. Okay, you didn't want me to dance or sing. Around motivated individuals, give them the environment and support they need and trust them to get the job done. Boy, oh boy, I love self-organizing team. I love telling another adult, hey, this is what I need from you. Can you or can you not deliver it? Or better yet, you'll like me to speak better English. This is my request. Yes or no, will you be able to deliver it? And let them go do their job. And if they need help, then you are there to support them. Let me get into it. I'm sorry, I just had a little rant. Agile emphasizes autonomy and supportive environment for high-performing teams. Here's an example. Development team is empowered, keyword, to make technical decisions without micromanagement. Ooh, bad word. Don't like micromanagement. Allowing them to own their work and contribute creatively. I love that. Principle number six, the most efficient and effective method of conveying information is to do it within a development team is face-to-face conversation. Here's an explanation. I got a lot of other stuff up here. Don't even worry about. Direct communication reduces misinterpretation and accelerates problem solving. An example is team uses video calls for daily stand-ups. And this is if you're virtual. Most of the time, it would be face-to-face or having a team environment, team space where basically only the team can congregate. You know, people can come by and look at the information radar. I'll tell you about that at another episode. Or they call it walking the board. It's so many different attributes to that. Let's move on to point number seven. Working software is the primary measure of progress. Ooh, won't he do it? Yes, that is so true. Instead of focusing on task completion, that is our predictive approach, an adaptive approach measures progress by how much functional software has been developed. Here's a good example. In a two-week sprint, the team's success is measured by how much of the product's functionality is working and tested, not by the number of completed tasks. How many times have you been in a meeting and like, and you ask one of your project team members, how far are you away from that? Oh, I'm about 50%. And you're like, 50% on who's, but you haven't even, all right, you're 50% away from being done. Maybe it's just me. All right, number eight, agile processes promote sustainable development. The sponsors, developers, and users should be able to maintain a constant pace get a little excited. Agile values sustainability work without excessive overtime. I know some people will love that. Like, man, we got to get this out. This is not what Agile promotes. This is not what being adaptable approach. It's about preserving long-term productivity. Here's an example. Team agrees on a manageable workload each sprint to avoid burnout, enabling them to keep a steady pace of work over time. This is why the principals say should be able to maintain a constant, I don't know about you, but constant pace indefinitely. Principle number nine, continuous attention to technical excellence and good design enhances agility. Agile teams prioritize high standards in code quality and design to reduce technical debt, enable faster changes. Here's an example. Developers perform regular code reviews and maintain quality and readability, making it easier to adapt and build on a code base in future iteration. All right, my favorite. You're like, why is this your favorite? Because it's the most simple, most simplistic, and you take it for granted. But simplicity is minus the art of maximizing the amount of work not done. You're like, what you mean, work not done? Yeah, Agile focuses on delivering on only what's necessary to meet the user needs and avoids over engineering. How many times have we gold plated or we've created additional thing? Oh, the customer needs, and it's like, no, the customer really doesn't. Here's a good example. Instead of building a complex reporting feature, the team starts with a basic version that meets the essential needs and expands it based on the user feedback. Principle number 11, the best architects, requirements, and designs emerge from self-organizing teams. See, Agile trusts teams to make the best decision about design and architect as they learn and iterate. It's important, family, when you have an opportunity, if you've never worked on a self-organizing team, it's just an amazing thing. It just doesn't have to be in Scrum. It can be in a predictive project, but it's so amazing because you are empowered. You have the ability, you start building a bond with the team. And this is another reason why when you get a good team in place, and they're working, they're self-organizing, they've created a bond. You don't want to break this team up. You want to find the next client or, internal or external project that you can work through. Here's an example. A development team is given the freedom to choose the technical stack and tools that they think are best suited for the project, resulting in more efficiency and tailored solution. My last and final principle, at regular intervals, the team reflects on how to become more effective, then tunes and adjusts its behavior accordingly. Agile teams hold, hold a retrospective to improve continuously and adapt their process for future sprints. Here's an example. After each sprint, the team discusses what went well, what could be worked on or improved. They may even decide to shorten the meeting, which that's rare, adjust task assignment based on workload. All they're really doing here, family, if you just look at it from a predictive approach, it's sort of like a lesson learned, but you're having a lessons learned every time you finish. You're not waiting to the very end to make it happen. So with that being the case, family, I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. I appreciate you shouting me out, Phil. Glad you're here. Let me do this, show you some love. That's my mentor right there. But anyway, great stuff. I appreciate you guys. And listen, if you stay to the end, you have a secret weapon that you don't even know about, because all you have to do is play this back a couple times, especially if you're taking a CAPM or PMP. This would be good for you. Until next time, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means that I appreciate your time and opportunity.